Are you one of the frightened? Careful now. Please don't walk under the ladder that someone has placed so carelessly against the building wall there. Possibly a sign painter is working there, but that ladder can only bring you trouble. Did you ever hear of the tale of the two robbers? It was in the days of medieval history, the days of darkness and gothic gloom and death. Their names were Gaspar and Francois. They were young men, but old in the ways of treachery, villainy. They cut throats for fun as well as money. But one April night, Gaspar and Francois rousted and reveled in the infamous tavern of the Côte d'Or. They'd been idle for days, and so had taken recourse in drunken debauchery. Their fingers itched for their curious profession. They hungered to ply their wicked trade. And so, when a fat, wealthy merchant left the tavern, after announcing loudly to one and all his riches in his little house at the end of the town, Gaspar and Francois lurched in pursuit. The Paris streets were dark, ill-lit, but the two drunken thieves followed their prey with eyes long used to the darkness. Happily, the distance was not far. Soon the fat merchant turned into a cobbled courtyard and entered a stone, ivy-covered building. Gaspar and Francois waited patiently, and when candlelight flickered in a second-story window, they made their plan. It was the work of a second to climb the wall surrounding the house, and in the darkness of the courtyard they found a crude wooden ladder propped near the barn door. Gaspar placed it gently against the vines until the top rung rested directly below the fat merchant's window. Francois licked his lips greedily and his dirty fingers tightened about the dagger in his hand. He would make short work of the fat merchant. But Gaspar was already mounting the ladder as stealthily as a cat. His knife gleamed in the darkness. He'd very nearly reached the top rung when the casement windows flew open and there was the fat merchant thrusting a lighted torch into his face. Gaspar screamed terribly, lashing out with his knife. But this fat merchant had been rich too long and stayed fat because he'd known how to take care of himself and his money. The long sword in his fat fingers buried itself in Gaspar's chest up to the hilt. At the bottom of the ladder, Francois panicked and scrambled off the rungs, coming around behind the ladder and hiding underneath it, hugging the wall. He stared up above him as the great bulk of Gaspar's dead body sagged against the rungs. The merchant was shouting for the police at the top of his lungs. Francois was frozen where he stood, the drunkenness of the evening still boiling in his blood. His eyes flashed about the courtyard looking for the best avenue of escape, and then Gaspar's body, unevenly balanced on the ladder, toppled through the space of one set of rungs and landed heavily on his partner, Francois. Francois's eyes bulged with surprise, and a bloody moan bubbled from his dirty throat as the point of the sword jutting from Gaspar's back knifed into his heart. When the police arrived to see what the commotion was, they found Gaspar and Francois huddled behind the ladder, jammed against the wall, like two frightened children locked in each other's arms against the cold. And there you are. Legend has it, of course, that Francois walked under a ladder and died terribly, but, well, you've heard the story, and so please be careful. You never can tell, can you? Well, upon my soul, here comes the sign painter to get his ladder, and do you know, my friend, you've been standing under it for the longest time.